Say, O people of the book, let us get together on what is common between us and you, that we shall worship none but Allah, that we shall not associate any partners with him, that we shall not take from among ourselves any lords beside Allah. If they reject your invitation, then tell them, bear witness that we are Muslims who have surrendered to Allah. O people of the book, why do you argue with us about Ibrahim as to whether he was a Jew or a Christian? You know that the Torah, and the Injil, the Gospel, were revealed long after him. Have you no sense at all? So far you have been arguing about things of which you had some knowledge. Must you now argue about that which you know nothing at all? Allah knows, while you do not. Ibrahim was neither a Jew nor a Christian, but he was a Muslim, true in faith. He was not one of the mushrikeen who set up partners with Allah. Surely the people nearest to Ibrahim are those who follow him, which are this prophet, Muhammad, and those who believe with him. Allah is the protector of only those who are the believers. Some of the people of the book want to mislead you, but they mislead none except themselves, though they do not realize it. O people of the book, why do you deny the revelations of Allah when you know that they are true? O people of the book, why do you confound the truth with falsehood and knowingly conceal the truth?